Good morning. It is 11, that's the month, November 15th, 2022, 11:18 hours, Ward Green here, and we have a package. Okay, this will be a true unboxing. Yesterday it was also a true unboxing. It's just that I opened the big box before I turned on the camera, because I did it in front of the other camera, and I just didn't think that was going to be all that beneficial to do the actual unboxing. But these are the two that came yesterday, the two pairs of insoles, the Superfeet Adapt Hike Max, which are the green checkerboard or polka dots or whatever you call that, camo or something. And this is the Superfeet Black, which are covered in foot powder, because I was trying them in all my different shoes and boots. I got my boots and shoes all laid out here on the floor with my insole bag and things, so I can get things going if I want to. I could try different things. I'm wearing my Danner boots, but I don't think I'll be changing anything with the Danners. They just fit so well. They're so comfortable. I'm going to be wearing them again all day because I want to break them in. But it's just amazing to me because it's so much. And also, they keep my feet warm in the winter now. I mean, it's winter that's coming on here in terms of the temperature. It's, you know, it's cold in here. In fact, I can put my down jacket on right now. But I'm sort of active right now. I'm not too cold. Well, you know what I need is my little finger glove. Fingerless. Yeah. Oh, I have to say, yeah. I'll get my down jacket. My down jacket right here. I have to say, you know, that air conditioner is a great place to pile extra clothing on too in the winter. I can use it for that in the winter time. So, but I have to say, I'm really thrilled that I only have to boot one computer now. I mean, I'm thrilled that the people at Oracle, I want to thank them so much, because they've done a marvelous and incredible job with VirtualBox in the beta, even the beta version of it right now is just fantastic, because I can boot eSword. I can boot Windows XP, that is, and run eSword in Windows XP, and I don't have to get the Mac OS version of eSword, which costs a few dollars. I mean, but the thing is, it boots now. Windows always boots in about 7 minutes, which is a long time, because it's an emulator. It's so slow, but then eSword, it only takes 3 minutes to start the program. Less than 3 minutes, I believe. It was like, you know, 2 minutes and 40 seconds or something. 2 minutes and some second, if I'm not mistaken, to boot the eSword program once you boot Windows XP. So I can boot Windows XP at the beginning of the day. Got my fingerless gloves to keep my hands warm. I can boot Windows XP right at the start of my day, and then I can boot eSword in 3 minutes. I mean, it's fantastic. So I'm really amazed. The first time it booted, the first time I started eSword, it took 35 minutes to boot. So it somehow, how did it? I mean, this is just a virtual machine. It's not, I didn't think it was storing all this information, but it must be storing everything in the virtual machine. Every time I shut down Windows, it stores. I guess you have to shut down that's right. If you shut down Windows in the correct manner, which I never used to do, I used to just close the window and power off the machine. But now I say, you know, stop Windows or whatever that is. Shut down Windows. I select start and then shut down Windows, and then I shut it down correctly. So that retains all my settings. The next time I boot, eSword is only a few, just like seconds. 3 minutes to boot. Which, I mean, it used to take maybe 30 seconds to boot that program just to get it up and running, because it's a slow program. It loads a lot of things, I guess. Anyway, Anyway, it's not cold enough to wear this. I can't wear this. Is too hot. Too warm. I can get another jacket though, throw it on or whatever. But I think I'm gonna be warm enough once I get warmed up here. Okay, so I've opened the bag. Now we're gonna just take out what's in the bag. That's what I thought they were. Okay, it's a Spenco that I've never had, never owned. Spenco. It's not that easy to read. There we go. The light. Spenco. Love your feet. It's a good slogan. Polysorb. Oh, yeah. It says Polysorb heavy duty. Polysorb heavy duty. Whatever else that says. I haven't even read it yet. Contoured and flexible support uses polyurethane. Foam helps absorb shock and impact. I don't really have any problem with polyurethane. I just don't think it lasts very long necessarily. But you know what? I like the... Look at them. I like these. But I mean, I like this. Actually smell kind of interesting too. They smell a bit, you know, like insoles, I guess, but I mean they're a little bit chemical, but they don't smell bad. They smell like rubber, which is good, maybe. But I mean the thing is, neoprene is a really, really, really good rubber, like neoprene rubber, and some of the insoles use neoprene. Now these didn't mention that they don't use neoprene, but they're soft and they're springy, and they're, you see, there's no real arch support in that. See that? It's a flat pad. But that, you often need that in some boots that are just a bit too hard on the bottom. You need some, like for people with flat feet, this does have an arch support. See the bump? Look at the bump. That's an arch support. For some people with flat feet, that might not work out very well. I don't know. But it's not much of a bump. So and it's almost flat. These are not athletic type insoles. But what am I going to try? I'm going to try these. I'm going to try them in the Merrells, because the Merrells, yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking. That, and we're right back to this again. I tried these yesterday. They didn't. The Hike Max don't fit in the Merrells, but the Superfeed did. They're amazing, because I mean I always buy the same size for whatever the selection of sizes, the range of size is for the insole. I have to buy my size, but I'm always buying them for size 9. I don't buy them for size 8 usually, because I don't know that they're going to work in the Merrells. I have to make sure. But usually there's a range like between 8 and 10 and a half, or, you know, it's different. The women's range, you know, usually they're used for, they're unisex, whatever, they're used for both genders. Women and men can both use them. Usually, you know, I mean, there's no reason why they need to make a different one for women, but they size them different. I mean, you have to, they fit a different woman's size. The women's size range is different from the men's size range for the same insoles. So it would fit a woman's size 10 maybe, and a man's size 9 or a man's size 8.5. I don't know the difference exactly, whatever it is. But if these are too long for the Merrells, I can't use them. So I think they're too long for the Merrells. That's what I think. But I can cut them. That's the other thing. I could cut them, because I'm not really interested in using these in any of my shoes in general, because they're not athletic. So I can cut these maybe to make them fit the Merrells. The problem is, once I cut one of them, then that's, you know, they're both gone. You got to try to fit them in. You always put them in. I did it wrong, but you always put them in with, you turn the inside of the foot upwards when you put them into your boot. That's the way they go in better. But I can't even get this in, because the Merrell already has a lot of insoles. I'm going to take out the Merrell insoles that are in there. It's got the new one and that came with the boot, and the old one that came with some other Merrell boots. That's the layer order. The bottom is the old one that I had in there. So let's try and, I took out the insoles that are in there. see whether I can get this in here or not. I don't think I will. It's got to be the right foot. It's going to fit. It's got to be the correct foot. Okay. So they don't fit because they're too long, I think. But wait a minute. Here, hang on. I don't know. It's possible they're going to fit. They're close. They're very close. Oh, my goodness. They do fit, I think. Hang on. They fit almost perfect. There's something folded at the very end, but I think it might just be because it's a very spongy material. Hang on a second. This might work. It's spongy, and it doesn't slide into place. So if I can just lift it up, yep, I can push it down again. Oh, yeah. It goes in, I think. It's gonna go a little. It's going to curve up at the toe. It curls up a little bit at the toe, slightly, but they almost are a perfect fit. Let me just see whether I don't have a lot of hope for these, but I know from experience that it's very, very difficult to know, and it's hard. I mean, it's almost impossible to predict. I'm taking my danner off. I'll put this boot on, but I'm wearing the wrong socks. Hang on a second. I got the wrong socks. Well, this might be okay though. I'll try this sock. I like to wear. Normally, the thinner sock was what I was wearing in the Merrill. I don't have to, but I was doing that. Let me just see here. I just woke up. I got up because the package came, and I didn't want to. I just couldn't wait to get it. Okay, so there's that. Let's see. You know what? Not bad. Oh, yeah. It works. It'll work. These insoles will work. And you know what? I think my right heel is definitely not. It's not slipping as much as it was. It does make a difference. These. So you know what I can do now? Also, there's still a lot of room in the toe. You know, plenty of room in the toes. It's not crowding my toe. I think these are going to work in the Merrells, which is amazing. Good news, but the other thing is I could still maybe put another insole in there. The amazing thing that I'm finding is that the heel doesn't slip. And that, I mean, it'll still slip if I really take a big stride, you know. But I mean, it was. I'm gonna get the other. Let me put the. Well, I can't compare left and right because my feet are different, so I can't do it that way. But I'm gonna take off my other danner. I need to put both Merrells on. Put my danners aside here. These danners are absolutely so perfect that I don't want to play around with them at all. You know, I don't want to change them. But take out the other insoles in the left Merrells. Both, there's a pair again, a pair of insoles that I had in there. But you know what I could do? I'm going to try keeping the original Merrell in there and then put the cushion on top. Or maybe I should do it the other way. Because this has the arch support. This will fit. I think the other one won't fit if I put it in last, so I have to put it in first. I think I'm going to put the cushion in first and then I can try the rails on top. The original insoles on top and see whether that works. But you can do it any way at all if it works. Like, that's the thing. If whatever works, I'm suggesting it can be done if it works for you. You know, I don't know much, really. But there, I'm trying to get the spongy foam in there. Oh, yeah. You know what? That fits unbelievably close, tight. It's not going to move around, that's for sure. So I'm going to try. This will tell me, because this is my larger foot, my left foot. I'm going to try this. This will tell me whether. Well, now this might not. If the original insole doesn't even fit in, that tells you something, right? That tells you it's not a good idea to put them both in, I guess. But let's see. This gives me a huge amount of arch support. Putting this one in on top of the spongy one, it's going in though. It fits in. But if it crowds my feet, on my left. If this is my larger foot, if it crowds this foot, it's still. It's not usable, right? But it still might fit the right foot, but that doesn't do me any good if it doesn't. You know what? That does not crowd the foot at all. It's snug. Like, the toes are not really. There's still lots of room. I can wiggle the toes, plenty. But, you know, there's no extra room in the toe, which I think is actually better. You know, it's, you don't want your feet too slippy. Sliding around too much, you don't want that. I think I'm getting a feeling a little bit of a sore throat, which means I could be coming down with something, and I'll just take vitamin C. In fact, I'll do that right away, because if you don't do it right away, you are in trouble. Where's my vitamin C gone? Where do I keep it? I have chewables. Where are they? There they are, yeah. This is what I do. If I feel it's probably not a sore throat, that always indicates anything, but I'll just take chewables. These are 500 milligrams each, half a gram. I get a sore throat from allergies sometimes, but I can take that's 1 gram. That's how I do it. If I've got chewables, I'll take 4 more, which is 2 more grams. Is it? Yeah. And that would be the equivalent of 2 grams. It boosts your immune system. But I can take 6 grams. That'll be 12 of these easily. I could probably take 12 grams easily, but I don't need that much to wipe out a cold or a flu if I catch it early. 6 grams will wipe it out, usually. But, I mean, maybe 3 grams. But you can tell, it's very easy to get it early. I mean, it's easy to beat an infection when you can catch it early. So, if it's early enough, maybe 3 grams is plenty. 3 grams of vitamin C might just wipe it right out. But if it does or doesn't, I was going to say it's easy to tell. It's sort of easy to tell when you've beaten an infection. Your body tells you, it says you don't have to have more vitamin C, you're good. You know, or it tells you that infection's going, it's gone. It's beaten. But if you want to be sure, you keep taking vitamin C until you have diarrhea one time diarrhea, that's the end of it, that's the end of that infection. It has completely been beaten at that point, and your body can't tolerate any more vitamin C at that point. If you're infected, your body can tolerate more vitamin C because it's using it to fight the infection. Anyway, that's how that works. I'm going to just see if I still have a sore throat after this, and if I don't, I don't have to worry about it, right? But 3 grams, that can beat an infection. Ever since I've learned this, I don't have any more colds. I've never had a cold since then. I've never had any flu, and I've beaten strep throat in 1 day. I think most of our infections, like strep, the bacterial infections, I think most of them come from our food, like eggs that are not cooked enough, or rice that's left on the stove and not put in the refrigerator and not reheated, you know, and milk that's slightly past expiry, or, you know, that's been exposed to warm temperatures. Any food that could have bacteria, that can cause an infection in the throat. That's what I believe now, and it's happened to me. Most of my infections, I believe, were caused that way in the past, but I never knew it because we were always taught, well, you must have got it from someone else, but it's not. It's from food. In most cases, I don't know about, you know, I'm not even going to mention certain, I mean, I'm not going to specify one thing or another, but most infections that are bacterial, I'm talking about bacterial infections, they're the ones that you can get from food. I'm not talking virus. You can get that from food possibly, but it's not the one I'm talking about. It's not what I'm talking about, okay? But this is a little too tight, my shoe, the boot. Just let me loosen that just a touch, a little bit looser. I just tied it a bit too tight, but let's see. Yeah, you know what? Oh, you know what? These are tilting my feet forward, so I feel like I'm walking downhill. So you may not want that. You may not want that. So, well, the right, you know, the left one doesn't slip at all, and the right one, I probably wouldn't even notice it was slipping, except that it slips more than the left one. That's why, you know, I don't like, or that's why it's difficult. Not that I don't like it, but that's why it's more difficult when when you're trying on insoles. What I'm looking for is an insole that will not let this foot slip. My heel, just a little bit of slip up and down. The up and down is the slipping, okay? But it's pretty good. So, but you know what? I have two in. But you know why? I know why the left one's tighter. And I put in the extra insole. I didn't put the extra one in here yet, right? I didn't put the original insole back in. Plus, I'm wearing heavy socks. So, I mean, I could take. I'm going to put the original Merrell insole right back in again. It even says Merrell, but yeah. Merrell. And then I'll just put it right back in. But I'm going to try the correct socks. I like to wear a lighter sock for these boots. I don't know why. It'll work though to wear this. I've just proven that the heavy sock works here because it works with my larger foot. So the tighter boot still works with the heavy sock. It's the heaviest sock that I've got is what I'm wearing. The ones I'm wearing in the Danners too. It's the same sock. Just the Smart Wool. So now if I put this on, see, this slips more or less? Oh yeah, wait a minute. It slips a little bit. You know why it slips though? Because the sock is slipping on my foot because it's a heavy sock, but it's not, you know, and I don't have it tight, as tight as I can get it here. Hang on. There's only one hook on these boots. These are not as high a boot in that sense, as the Danners. I like a higher boot though because it. You know what? Yeah, these are good. I mean, this works. This would work. The thing is, yeah, it might not be what I want for every day because it tilts my foot forward a bit. It's got a foot drop, I think they call it, of some. You know, like a centimeter maybe, or it's got a bit of a slope to it. They're a tilted. I can feel my sore throat. It's a little bit slightly better, but I could take more vitamin C. I'll wait a few minutes before I decide. But you shouldn't, I believe, I shouldn't delay. In my case, I believe that we shouldn't delay. Or if you want to fight off the infection, the sooner you put it, the sooner you get the vitamin C, the better it is. I can feel that sore throat's not gone yet. I think I'm coming down with something right now, and that's just, you know, by the sore throat, you know. You can tell. There's 2 more grams. Let's get another one. Another gram. It's 6 more, so 12 of these. 6 more of these, that's 12. 12 grams, 12, no, not, not 12, it's 12 half grams, which is 6 full grams of vitamin C. Is what I'll be taking if I eat all these, which I'm going to do here. So if I were walking or running, or maybe especially hiking uphill, having the shoe tilted forward is a good thing. But even for walking, these aren't bad, these insoles, but I need to change the socks right now. It's not the right sock. So, yeah. That's all the vitamin C, up to 6 grams now. I like to wipe the bottom of my foot off before I put my sock on. Make sure there's no nothing underneath. Same with the sock. Wipe the bottom side of the sock off before I put the shoe on, so there's nothing that can get in between my foot and the shoe that could cause discomfort. So these are thinner socks. These should fit better. No, I don't have to use. I don't have to use the Merrell original insoles either. But I like them because they have a good arch support in them and they have a good air cushion pad and they're good insoles. Maybe, you know what I should try? Yeah, I think I'll try. First of all, I'll try these socks. The left one's a bit tight right now, but I loosened it just now. Okay, so I like to get the tongue of the boot. Make sure it's down inside, you know. Push the tongue down in underneath before I tie this tight. You don't have to do that, but that gives a more cushion to the instep, a little more cushion. You know what? They slip. Once again, there's just such a microscopic slip, such a small amount of slip that I can pull. Oh, I can't pull it with my hand. But when I'm walking, I cannot move it with my hand. When I pull, it doesn't slip. So the heel doesn't slip up and down. But when I'm walking, that puts an enormous amount of bending force. That's enough to allow it to slip a little bit, a tiny bit. But I mean, so I can feel it in the right boot again. But it's going to be okay, I know that. But the other thing, I mean, it's fantastic because it doesn't slip. It fits, plus it feels like it fits like a glove. Right now, it fits, both Merrells fit perfectly. I've still got five more insoles coming. Some of which I may not use right now. I won't use a lot of them right now, obviously, because I don't have enough shoes to use them all. But they're going to be necessary at some point. I'm thinking down the road in the future. You know what I could try now? I want to try. I'm going to swap this. I'm going to swap the Merrell insole, which is the black one. that says Merrell. These are the original ones that came with the boots, honestly, and they had the blue on the back. That's that, but I'm going to swap it. In the left boot, which is the larger one, I'm going to swap the Merrell for the Superfeet, and it's on top of the Spenco, which is the green that I've got in there right now. Oh, we got a glimmer of it. There it is. Just got a glimpse of it. Okay. So now this might not even fit in here because this is not designed for the Merrell boot, right? This is Superfeet. It doesn't want to go in right now. So it's tight, but it may not go in. I don't know. Okay, I got it in, but I don't know if it's fitting in the toe. Oh yeah, it actually fits really well. I like it when they're tight. If they don't get wrinkled, if they don't get folded and bent at all, but they're tight in the boot, it's better, right? To have it tight. Better to have the insole be tight and not slipping around at all. I mean, that's just far better. And the fact that they do fit is just—it's almost unbelievable. It's like—it's a small miracle. There's no question. When you can order insoles that fit your actual boots, it's phenomenal. Look at that. So, you know what? That might be better. It might be the thing is, these are not. These Superfeet insoles do not have as big a deep a heel cup. You know, the Merrells, we saw this yesterday. The Merrells, which is this one on my left here, they have a deep heel cup. But you see this one? It looks deep. Looks pretty deep. Yeah, they look similar. They do look similar on cam, yeah. But I think it's possible that the Merrell's a deeper cup. It's designed. It looks deeper because this has a square bottom on it. They're actually quite similar. Yeah, maybe they are. But the Merrells are designed to fit the boot. However, they're not sitting in the boot. They're sitting on top of another insole, the Merrells. So this is a square bottom on it, so it's going to fit better on top of another insole that's flat because it's got a square bottom. Whereas the Merrell was designed to go at the bottom, and I don't want to put the insole that has no arch support on top of the Merrell because that's going to possibly take away some of the arch support, even though it shouldn't. It shouldn't because the Merrell should still be supporting me, even though the cushion is on top. I could add another insole on top that's flat, a flat cushion. This support will still be there. I can try them that way as well, but I don't think, but it won't fit because the insole that's in there now on the bottom, the Spenco Polysorb. Okay, let's get it. Make a note. Spenco Polysorb. These are not the athletic. They're the heavy duty all day. Meant for all day, you know, all day cushion. That's what they are. So you can understand what I'm talking about here. There's a lot of things to think about and try when you get into these. If you have more than one possible combination here, then you need to think about and try all these different things. To optimize, I just can't wait now to try this on the right foot. Try the Superfoot on the right foot Merrell, because I think it's going to be different. I don't think it's necessarily going to be better, but it's going to be different. I know that because I've just tried it on the left side, and it felt different. So, and they're not easy to get in. I'm trying to get it in. There. It might not go in. Like, the insoles that you buy, they might fit one of your boots and not the other one. It might fit the left one fine, but the insole might be wrinkled on the other boot because there are slight differences in the boot sizes that you might get. You know, your boots might not be exactly the same. Not all boots are exactly the same off the assembly, right? But from the manufacturing. Especially, I guess, if they're handmade. But regardless, I've worked at a factory. It doesn't always come off the line the same, you know. The product that you're making doesn't always come off the same. So look at this. Let's see. Oh my goodness. But once again, it's such a small amount of heel slip. But the real test is, can I pull it? And this one I can pull with my hand. That makes me say, no, I don't want that. So I'm taking it off. But you know what I haven't tried? Is I haven't tried the Superfeet insoles in the ASICS running shoes. So I want to try that. Put that over there. My ASICS running shoes, they have their own insole, right? But it's a beautiful insole. Nice arch support, but it's not stiff. It's just flimsy. It's a flimsy foam. So I'm gonna try this, the bigger support. If it fits, this should fit too, because it's a smaller, it fit the smaller boot, the size 8 Merrells. It should fit. But doesn't mean it will. Oh my god, it just barely goes in. It's just, and it has some gap on the side. But my foot won't be over there on the side. It's not going to be on the extreme edge of the boot. My foot will be in the center. You know, so it doesn't have to have. Oh wow, I mean, I mean, there's so many nice shoes out there. These are not the only nice shoes. Not at all. I'm not saying anything like that. My boots are not the best boots at all, but it's whether they're the best for my feet. That's what matters. That's what matters. So that fits. See, even these slip. These slip. So the thing is, when you're talking about a hiking boot that's big and stiff, if your heel doesn't slip a little bit, that's a miracle. Like, because it's stiff and the boot can't flex. Running shoes should be able to flex, right? What kind of insoles are these? I don't know. ASICS makes their own insoles, I guess, or something. But let me tie these up tighter a little bit. It's a Gel Cumulus 22. They say 22 on them. It's ASICS Gel Cumulus 22. That's the model. These are actually tight. You see, these are good for narrow feet because you see the lacing pattern? It doesn't, it's not as tight at the top as it is down here, so my foot is almost too big. It's too wide. These are made, it's not too wide, but these shoes are made for narrow feet. You know, there's no question. They're made for a narrow foot. My heel is slipping. That is slipping. Okay, so that's my small foot. Again, my right foot. But you know what? Yeah, I've also got the small, the thin socks. They're not heavy. I'm going to try the ASICS in on top of that. It may not work. Let's see if I can get it in. It doesn't even want to go in. Hang on. There we go. Yeah. It's good when they're hard to get in. That means it fits really well inside the shoe. It means it's a good thing. It means it's the best thing. The best scenario is where you have trouble getting your insole. Not your foot, but your foot shouldn't be hard to get in. The insole should be hard to get in. That's what I mean. Your foot should just slip right in, hopefully. That's also a good thing, but that would be a good thing to have your foot go in fairly easily. Anyway, you don't want shoes that are too tight. So now this is really, it really looks like these are too narrow. Almost the shoes are almost. See, if the shoe's too narrow, then the tongue will not go underneath the sides, and you won't have as much cushioning for your foot. If the tongue doesn't go inside the shoe, right? I mean, it's not as good. These, that's amazing. These didn't need anything. These are a good shoe. These were fine. I could wear these. But I think my heel probably was slipping in these before, though. I don't know. I'm going to find out after I do this. Let me just walk around, see what happens here. Oh, yeah. You know what? That eliminates a lot of slip. It means I'm sort of, it sort of flexes. Yeah, that's much better. That is a much better fit, I think, for the fact that it doesn't slip. However, like I said, the tongue has to span far enough across so the lace is not going to hit my foot, though. It's not like I'm going to have any pain from that, so I'm not really worried about it. Well, I think we can safely say the marrows are great here. Oh, wait a minute, though. No, I didn't try. Oh, yeah, I didn't put that. Okay, we're going to try two things. There's a lot of things to try. So it's a good thing we don't have all the inserts right now. But no, we're going to put this super feet, take out the A6 insole, take the super foot out, super feet out, put it back and put it into my marrow on top, which we didn't try yet. And it's again, one of those, it's a difficult one to get in. Might not go in. It went in. Did it? It has to go all the way down to the toe without wrinkles, right? Then you put your foot in. You have to get no wrinkles in your insoles. And you make it smooth on the bottom of the shoe. Then you tie your shoe on. See how this is. See if I can make it slip here. The heel is always going to slip in these boots. Not much you can do. But once my foot swells, once the blood flow is, and once my foot sweats a little bit, the sock won't slip as easily either. So it's like I found out before. After I've worn them for an hour or so, they're not going to slip. So it's not like it's a big thing. But look at this. Yeah, I mean these. No, it doesn't. It doesn't really do any better. It still wants to slip. I think that's why I have tried them. Yeah, I did try these already, and I said they don't work as well, didn't I? I did. So I'm going to use the super feet in the running shoes for now. I think I'm going to put the marrow back in here. This is the proper way to do this. Does that mean I don't have anything in this boot? Means I have nothing in here. No, it's got a superfoot insole. Yeah, I'm going to take that out. Okay. The superfoot's coming out because we found the marrows. The left foot doesn't slip anyway. It doesn't matter. But putting in the original insole that was meant for the marrows is a better way to do it. Because it's going to, for one thing, because marrow makes a good insole to start with. They have good cushion and they have good arch support. That's one reason to use it. But there's more reason than that. They were originally designed for this boot. So putting them on top of the cushion, the Spanco Polysorb. So now I've got Spanco Polysorb on the bottom, and I've got Merrells on top, the originals on top. And there's any number of ways you can do it. There's a lot of ways you can do it. You need to find out what works for your feet. That's what it's about. And you don't have to spend money necessarily to the same extent that I've done. I just figure it's time for me to do the research. It's time for me to work hard to find out what's really happening with my feet. So it's a lot of money too. But you know, it's something I hope to do the research one time, and then, you know, then be ready. I won't have to do that research again. Not as, you know, I'll still be learning. But I'll need to do a lot of research, more so at the beginning even. But, I mean, to get a start on understanding what's happening. And I could never afford to get enough different insoles to do the proper research in the past. This is the first time. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's virtually no slip when I walk. None. I can hardly pull it with my hand. Hard, you know, it's, these are perfect. But I'll be getting more insoles and I'll be trying more combinations because maybe we can improve it. There is still the very slightest amount of slip in the right shoe, right? The other thing is you want to have comfort when you walk. So if I can make it feel better when I'm walking, more comfort, then I want that, right? I mean, if I can wear, and not just when I'm walking, if I want to wear the shoes while I'm working at the computer, they have to be comfortable, right? They have to be, I want comfort as well as the ability to walk in them comfortably. I want comfort, so it's about the comfort. I'm going to try the running shoes. There are a lot of different uses for, I'm going to taking out the Asics. It's the Asics that came with it, the insole that came with it. And now I'm going to try and see if the Superfoot insole will fit. These Asics shoes have another eyelet that I've not used. It's interesting. Didn't use that eyelet on either shoe. Okay, so put this in, see if it goes in. I think it's going to fit. It's just a tight, very tight fit. Oh yeah, but it goes in really nicely. Yeah, I'm pretty excited about this. And these are, and you know, I haven't tried, I could try the Hike Max. They might not fit in here. Actually, they might not fit in the Asics. Asics might fit small. They're a 9, though, aren't they? Maybe not. Yeah, they are. U.S. size 9. In Canada, we use the U.S. shoe sizes, by the way. That's typical. I mean, we don't have a Canadian shoe size. It's either British or U.S., so just so you know. There's no Canadian sizes. It's just U.S. sizes for shoes. We have a Canadian tablespoon and a Canadian cup, a Canadian gallon. We have all, you know, it's all imperial, of course. That's just British. That's British, but so we don't really have Canadian measures. That's tight. Perfect fit on the heel. It's so snug on the heel that there's no way that this heel is going to move. It's absolutely tight on the heel, but it's not too tight, if you know what I mean. It's just, you know, very snug. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Okay, so let's try. And these are, again, I wouldn't wear the thick socks with these. I'd wear the thin socks, which are the Thorlows, the synthetic wicking. Now this, it's snug on the heel cup, but it's in on the right foot, but it's not, it's slipping. I can feel it slip. Well, you know why? Guess why? I don't have any insoles. So without any insoles, it's going to slip. That's not very surprising. I doubt that my left one would, though, because it's so tight. My foot's bigger. So if I put that right Asics, does it go on top? No, it goes on. Okay. Oh, I put the Superfoot on top. I put the Superfoot on top, didn't I? Yeah, I should put it on the bottom, maybe. That's what I'm thinking now. This is barely going to, my foot barely goes in, like, because the heel is so tight. And then once it goes in, it just goes in like pop. It goes, you know, chunk, and it goes in. It's beautiful. Like, it goes in softly, and, you know, it's positive the way it goes in. It's a positive clunk as it goes in. You know, it's like a thud kind of as it goes in, but it's beautiful in that way. It's not bad. Now, right heel, I can feel it slips a little bit. I can feel it already. That's always my right heel. Okay, so, but when I'm walking, there's no slip. It doesn't, or, yeah. Again, sometimes it slips, but it doesn't slip on every step. It's like, So it's a very good situation. But you know what I didn't do? I guess I didn't do it. I'm just hurrying. I'm just hurrying because I want to... The ASICs is on top. Oh, the ASICs is on top. Okay. I put it in with the ASICs on top. So I'm going to do that. That's what I want to do. Same for both. So that was with Superfoot on top. Superfeet. Now I want to put Superfeet on the bottom. And ASICs on top, which is what I did in the left one. And that is going to go in easier for the ASICs too. It's going to go in better. If I don't damage the shoe, getting it in too. You don't want to damage your shoes on the way in for these insoles. Be careful. Some of them have sharp edges on them, they're hard plastic, and they could damage your shoe. Be very careful if you want your shoes to be in good shape when you're done with your insole trials. Okay, so these are, again, they're a good shoe. It doesn't really matter. I mean, it matters more whether it fits your foot than how good someone else thinks it is. I mean, it's whether it fits your foot. But apart from that, it's important that it might be durable and so on. It might last a long time. That sort of thing matters. And that's supposed to be true. These are very lightweight, too, but these are supposed to be durable too. These ASICs are supposed to be durable. And also, look at that, the way that, yeah, I don't even have to use that, the top eyelets, you don't even have to use them. You can just use as many eyelets as you want. And I left one unused of the eyelets I have, so. See if I can even get my left foot in here. Did I get it in before? No, I don't know. I don't know if I had... Yeah, I did. It goes clunk on the way in. There's a wrinkle in the sock. So I have to pull that wrinkle and get it out of there. Yeah, there was a wrinkle underneath my foot. That's just extremely uncomfortable. You pull the tongue. Pull on the tongue. Pull it back before you tie the lace, okay? That's another thing to consider. That helps make the foot fit in a more stable position. Let's see if I can do that. Oh yeah, you see I did it with the right one. It needed this yank back on the tongue operation. The strange thing is these shoes seem tighter on my... The right shoe seems smaller than the left one. Okay, is it going to slip? You know, I think it's good. They're good. You know, they do slip. But like I said, I think when the sock is a little bit damp from sweat, and there may be other things I can do, but even that, and from the blood in my foot causing a bit of swelling in my foot, I don't think it's going to slip as much then. I can't tie them much tighter than what they are, I think, but a little bit. And that will help. Tie them as tight as you possibly can within the range of comfort, right? I mean, I think that's going to be a good idea. Oh, yeah, you know what? That makes a lot of difference. It's how tight you tie them is absolutely crucial. I could go even tighter, I think, but I'm convinced now that I'll be able to find a way that works with these. But I was already happy with the ASICs, even the way they were. But, you know, they probably did slip a little, but I was willing to tie... I just tied them tighter, that's all, I think. But having the extra support for the arch, that's going to be good. The ASICs had no real arch support, so this is a big thing. It's a big thing. This means, you know, I mean, that means, you know, it's not about the shoes anymore. It's about your feet. When you talk about an arch support for a person with a high arch, an high arch, you could say. But when you have that high arch, you're not talking about the shoe, you're talking about your foot. You need to support that arch, which means the shoe should have an arch. Because it's not about how long the shoe lasts, it's about how long your foot lasts. That's what I'm talking about. Will your foot last? Will your foot last for the rest of your life? That's what we're talking about. So that sounds pretty ominous, but that's the question. That's a very important thing. And I've now got ASICs. They've got the Superfeet insoles in here. I just need to remember that if I want to get those out again. I can do that. The Merrells now have the Polysorb in them with the Merrells on top, and the old Merrells can go back in the bag where they were before for many years. The old Merrell inserts that are just a tan color. They're still excellent cushion. They're not thick, but they're very good cushioning. It's a very good cushioning insert, insole. That's it. That's the Spenco Polysorb now in the new Merrells. So and the new Merrells now fit the same way that the Danners do in terms of the tightness. I mean the snugness with the same amount of room basically for the toes and everything. The question is, you know, are they as comfortable? No, I think they're not. I mean, just because the Danners go a little higher up the ankle, they give me more ankle support. They feel better because they're leather. I don't know what else to say about it. Why they feel good? Well, they had more room in them to put insoles, so they have more cushion in the insole already. I mean, but the Danners are just. I might be able to wear the Danners with another sock, but I'm not going to try. I'm just going to put the original thick sock on that I'm using in the Danners. They also keep my feet warm, too, in this colder weather right now. It's cold. My feet are cold right now. I'm in the kitchen, but I'm not cold. It's just my feet. It's just that it's cold in here. Probably in the 60s, you know, Fahrenheit, which is, what is that in metric? 22 is equal to 72, so 18 degrees would be, yeah, it's probably something like 18 degrees in here, I think. Metric. 4 degrees, 8, 64, 65, 66, yeah. Probably 65 or 66 in here. But I'm just going to put on my other socks and I'll be done. That's it for these insoles. I just need to think what else I want to say here before I sign off. I still haven't got the Hike Max. They're not utilized, right? I'd love to try the Hike Max. I want to try. You know what I want to try them in? The right shoe of the ASICs. Let's see whether they even fit. They're not going to fit. You know what? They're not going to fit. Not in place of the ASICs, I don't think. But not on top of the other ones. They're too long. Aren't they? No, they're not. They don't look too long. Hang on. There's no hard plastic to damage the shoe. Oh, wait a minute. It's curling on the way in, though. Yeah. Come on. That's good. It got curled up. The toe got curled up. There we go. That's good. It actually fits. I'm going to go back to that other sock again one more time here. Let's put that on. I love the look of the Hike Max insole. It looks great inside the ASIC shoe. It looks really good. Like, it fits well. It's going to give me more arch support. See that? But, I mean, because it's an arch support, and the one underneath it has an arch support. It's just going to be a really strong arch support if I can wear these in these shoes, which there's no certainty at all of that. So let me just try this. This is exciting stuff. I mean, it really is. I never had any money all my life, right? My parents didn't have money, or they weren't spending it on us for shoes because they had four children. You know, they couldn't spend a lot on. I mean, we didn't think about it anyway. They didn't think of shoes as being, you know, absolutely, you know, important or of the utmost importance or anything like that. They didn't think of shoes in that way. Let me just see. Try the one. Oh my goodness. It's just amazing. I think, You know what I think? I think that this is possibly another winning combination right here, right here. And these ASICs insoles are not bad. Like, they're just, they don't have support. They don't have a stiff, there's no stiffness in that. So the ASICs has its support in the shoe itself. Like, it's got an arch support in the shoe. It's got a curvature inside the shoe for the arch. So you don't need the insole to have the stiffness, right? It doesn't have any arch stiffness to support the arch in the insole because it has it inside the shoe. It's a bump for the arch in the shoe, and they fit my feet well. It's just now if I put in this super feet insole on top of the super feet black. These are super feet adapt Hike Max on top of super feet black. Now I need the thin sock because this is also my bigger foot too. I don't want the thick sock. I don't know if it's going to even go in, but the right one is tight, like vertically tight. It's got a very snug fit tightness from top to bottom. It's not too tight either. It's just nice. It's the way it should be for my narrow foot. My feet are so narrow that they like to have extra spacers in the bottom. That's what I'm learning here, which I knew probably a little bit. I knew already to some degree or other, but this is just going to be phenomenal, I think. Oh, my goodness. I mean, I don't even need to tie them that tight. They don't have to be that tight. Let's see. On the left side, they can just be barely snug on the left. But, you know, there's a cushion there now. Something is hurting my foot. But the hurting is, there's something, I think there's some splinter in the sock or something. That's what that is. There's something happening to the sock. Because these are my work socks that I get. There's little bits of wood that get in there and little bits of leaves and things. That could be what that is doing. And it's just, it's hurting me because there's stuff. It's such a good tight fit. Snug, so snug that anything that's in the sock is going to be noticed, you know. I think maybe that'll help a little bit. You have to have clean socks, I guess, to prevent that. I don't mean clean in the sense of bacteria. I mean clean in the sense of wood splinters and, you know, yard refuse. Okay, so look at this. See, let's try it. It's just that they have a great cushion to them. Now they feel, oh my goodness. When these are broken in, I can imagine, although they're synthetic, they're not going to break in very much, but the foam will compress a little bit on the insoles, I guess. I haven't even got the adaptable, moldable insoles yet. They're on the way, I believe, but at least this one arrived today when it's only one day late from what they were saying, which is fine. I mean, it was very early anyway, really. The original time they were saying they were going to arrive was very fast delivery, so it came very fast even as it was. I just think, yeah, the only tightness is this left one. I'm tying it too tight on top of the foot to let it. And I'm thinking, I want to look at this again. See if there's anything. No, it's okay. There's nothing wrong with the sock. No wrinkles. You know, no jagged bits of organic material, like wood. Nothing there that I can see. I'm just gonna tie them very, not even snug. Let's just get them tied, you know? Just tie them. See what happens. That's better, I think. Yeah. Yeah. So it's the art of tying shoes. That's the art of tying shoes. Now these running shoes are as comfortable as the Danners, I'd say, because they have a double insole. But the thing about the Danners, they already had a pretty good cushion on the sole, I guess, or the midsole or something. They're built for running. So the bottom insole that I put in was the thin one. It doesn't have a lot of cushioning. The top one is where the cushioning is, but it feels similar to the Danners. I mean, the Danners feel, the Danners are like, these are Mountain 600, by the way, the hiking boots that I have. I'm not saying all Danners are going to fit everybody's feet at all. I'm not saying that at all. These Mountain 600 in the size that I got, 9, just happened to fit my feet with 2 pairs of insoles. The Superfeet Green and the Superfeet Adapt Run Max on top of them. Without the Danner original insoles, they no longer have the original insoles. I've tried different combinations. This is the best one. I can wear these all day and all night. I could sleep in these, wake up in the morning, and this would not be a problem because they're so comfortable. The thing is, because the leather is stiff, you know, it bites into my ankle a little bit, so it's going to take some time to break them in, but and maybe I'm breaking in my ankles at the same time, I don't know, but it's really fantastic. I mean, they're really fantastic for a brand new boot, never been worn until now. I mean, it's, you know, by me, I mean, brand new, not broken in. It's amazing how comfortable. And now I actually like the feeling. I want to wear my Asics. They're just not warm enough right now because they have vents on the top. They have holes in the top so my feet will get cold. Because these are running shoes, right? They're meant to be lightweight also, but they're very cool and lightweight, and they're not warm enough for the temperatures I have in the house here. But they're comfortable. I want to wear them. I'd love to. If this were summer, I could wear these instead of sandals. And it's just, I mean, it's because I have my own foot powder now, right? I've got 4 different versions of my foot powder, actually. And it's easy to add more versions to that by just modifying the mixture. I found out aloe vera is poisonous, slightly or somewhat. So you have to be careful with eating aloe vera. But, I mean, I was just saying my foot powder is almost edible. But you wouldn't want to leave it near any small children, I guess, who might try to eat it, or anybody. I doubt that pets would try to eat it, but you never know, I guess. But you have to be careful with your family. Certainly be careful with something that has any amount of poison. But aloe vera, it's because it's antifungicidal. That's why it's in the foot powder. I haven't never put the foot powder in these Asics either. So I need to do that at some point, but that's okay. They've never really been worn. This is amazing. For brand new shoes, it's just amazing. I'm going to keep those two pairs of insoles in there. So all my insoles are now in the boots. All the new ones, I think. Yeah, true, isn't it? Yeah, all the insoles except for the original ones that came with the boots and with the shoes. They're all in. All the ones I bought, I'm using, which is great because I've got 5 more on the way that I can actually try some of the other ones in these old boots, for example. Right? I can see what I can do. And I can even swap some of the new ones that I've got in there in the new shoes into these old ones, too. When I get the new ones, they might work better in my new shoes, for all I know, but it's hard to get them working any better right now than what they are. I mean, I'm serious. All 3 pairs of new shoes, 2 boots, 2 pairs of boots and 1 pair of shoes. The Merrells, Moab 3, the Danner Mountain 600. The Merrells are size 8, the Danner's size 9, but also the Asics size 9 Gel Cumulus 22. All brand new. Never really been worn by me, but they're all brand new. Not broken in, and they all feel so comfortable. I can't wear these with these socks, but I'll change the socks out. They all feel so comfortable now that I'm not gonna, here's the problem. When your shoes don't fit the same, you're only gonna wear one pair, and that's the ones that fit you. You're not gonna wear the other ones, right? They're just gonna sit in the closet. So now I have 3 pairs of boots. Well, I got 4. I don't like wearing the old clunkers because they're the old Merrells that don't quite fit as well. They don't flex because they're... Maybe I never broke them in. But I did, though, because the heel is worn out with the supination that you see on the wear pattern. Because I have a high arch, it rocks my foot toward the outside, right? I've got worn out boots, so I know they're worn out, but they're not... They don't flex. There's no flexing in those boots. Make sure I change my socks. before I put the danners on again. But these danners are going to keep my feet warm. And that means I won't need to have the heater on all the time either. Just, you know, as much. Because, I mean, I won't be... I'll be able to wear a jacket if I need it. If it gets too cold, which I'm going to do right now. There's the sock. Oh, I can't wait to get these danners back on. The thing is, if my Merrells are not quite as comfortable as my danners, I'm going to work on the Merrells to get them more comfortable by exchanging different insoles. When the new ones come, I'm going to find the best combination that I can find for all of my boots and shoes. So that I have... Well, right now, they're pretty... They're excellent, I think, but I can't remember. I can't remember how good the Merrells are because I had so many combinations with the Merrells, but I can't remember which one was... How good the good one was. But I think the Merrells are just as good as what the danners are. What have I got in there? Oh, yeah. I forget what the bottom one is. Oh, yeah. It's got the Polysorb. So it's got a very nice, a thick cushion on the bottom and the Merrell original insoles on top. Well, the ASIC, and that's a size 8. And the Polysorb, just so everybody knows, if you're ordering these, those were a Merrell size 8, which is not the same as any other size 8, but it's Merrell size 8. And I think Merrell size 8 is still the same as what it used to be. But these are Polysorb medium arch, flexible support. They're meant for pronation, but I don't have pronation. I've got supination. That's a bit strange for me, but they all have pronation though, prevention. I supinate, so I don't know, but that's okay. I mean, I want arch support. I want the arch to be high because that's the way my feet want to go. So if you're preventing pronation by raising up the arch, that's good because it's gonna make my foot feel right, which is at an angle. My foot needs to be at an angle with the high arch. So that actually works, but I'm trying to find out what size these are. Fits any shoe. Look at that. They're odor resistant too. They have odor resistance. Spenco RX also have plantar fascia, but support or protection or prevention or whatever, or curing. But mine are not those. Mine are not the RX. Mine are the Polysorb, which is the heavy-duty Polysorb for all-day wear. They're just a big, thick sponge pad kind of thing. Shock absorption, contoured and flexible, polyurethane foam. Doesn't say what size it is. What? Come on. Oh, yeah, down here. Maybe. No? What size? That's crazy. How could you not say what size it is on the box? Well, I guess they don't say on the box. Okay, so these are the same box for every one of them. That's what it is. There's no size marking on the box that I can see. The part number, that would give an indication, certainly, but I'm going to say that I'm going to take a look. I'm going to take a look and see whether we can see it right on the insole. I want to know what it says, what they said on the insole. This is the Polysorb. They don't even say. It's not a bad looking thing. It doesn't smell great because it's got chemicals and stuff in it. Look, I got some dirt in the shoe. Do I? Tiny bit of grit or sawdust or whatever. Well, look at that. It's got leaves in there. Hang on. Let's get that out. I'm going to get the debris. Let's get it out. Get the debris out. I'm going to dump the debris out of the shoe before I put that insole in. That's a great idea, I think. But it doesn't tell me what size they are. How can that be? They can't fit any shoe. I mean, that's wrong. If you have size 7s, these aren't going in there because they barely go in the size 8s. So you have to cut it. Oh, yeah, right. You have to cut it. But you always order a size when you order insoles. So I don't understand this, why there's no indication. Maybe the other one in the other boot, that might be it. Might have the size only on one boot and not the other. And these are very difficult to get in. I could damage it if I'm not careful. It's a sponge. I'm trying to force it into a tiny space And I don't want to damage the sponge on the way in, right? So I'm going to fold it back. I think fold it back and then lay it in. Yeah. Fold it back and then push it in. And it'll go down to the toe, right? And when it gets to the toe, it just sort of butts up against the end. But my toes don't feel that. But it'll go down a little bit. But it doesn't go all the way down at the toe. Which is fine, because my toes don't reach that far. But they fit, you know, and you don't have to cut them. But when they say fits any shoe, they don't even have a line to cut them either. That's the thing. So they're not intended to be cut. But I know I bought these for some size or other. I'm going to check. I'm going to find out. Okay, so those are back together. I can't wear them with a heavy sock, or maybe I can. Let's see. The right sock. Oh, yeah. I mean, my socks are not that thick. Oh, yeah. There's lots of room in here, like lots. So that'll fit either of my feet because there's lots of room. But I'll try the left one just to make sure, and I'll check what size those Spanko are. I want to know. Because they just barely fit in the Merrell size 8. And I want to let people know, because people are going to be buying. See, that fits fine. It's just beautiful. And they do feel really comfortable. As soon as I put the boot on, I can feel, wow, it fits my foot. Like, so I can wear them with a heavier sock. So I am thrilled. I'm not going to wear these Danners with the light sock, maybe, but when they're broken in, maybe I will, but I doubt I'll need to. I like the heavy sock anyway. Okay, I'm checking this out. Un momento, por favor. Here I go. Okay. Here I go. There they are. Oh, yeah, they're 8, 9, 9, 10. Okay. 8 to 9. They were 8 to 9. They're Spanko 8 to 9, 9 to 10. So size 8 through 10. Total support. That doesn't look like them. Hang on. Well, that's not them. That's not them. Just a minute. No, that's not them. Hang on. I ordered some others. Just a minute here. Where are they? Nuts. Oh, these are the ones. Yeah. Okay, I got two Spankos. They're 8 to 9. Yeah, no, yeah, 8 to 9. Okay. Yeah, they are men's 8 to 9. That's what they are. The other Spankos are the 8, 9, and 9, 10. So these are only size 8 or 9, these Spankos that I put in the Merrells. So size 8 to 9, they fit the size 8 Merrells with a little bit of folding at the very tip. You could even trim them if you absolutely love them. But you don't have to cut that off because it's all the way, you know, it's the left one fits without any folding. Strange how they made the right boot smaller for me. Oh, but I can't feel. Once you put the Merrell insoles in, it basically pushes the foam down at the toe. I don't feel any, there's no folding. So everything is so perfect here. But, you know, you think it's perfect, and then now I've got 5 more insoles coming. I believe I should have, I want to have, and I've ordered them, and they're on the way. I guess they're coming. And I actually can't wait to find out more. I don't know that there's going to be any improvement, but you know, when I ordered the first two, the first batch, all of which were not actually, they, not all of which worked. The Dr. Scholl's didn't go at all because they were the wrong arch location and they were too rigid in the arch. But the other thing, when I bought the first batch of insoles, that was enough. I could have stopped there because I had the Danners the way I have them now based on these two Superfeet Green and Superfeet Adapt Run Max layers that I put in them. They were perfect, but I didn't know it, and so I tried putting the Danner original insert back on top of the Superfeet Green, and I took away the Adapt RunMax, and that failed. It made my foot hurt. My left foot on the outer edge of the foot, it hurt just wearing them in my chair even. Like, I mean, couldn't even wear them sitting down. But, I mean, and they felt perfect when I walked. It was like walking on clouds, but sitting down, I was in pain. So, I mean, even just wearing them was just, without walking, was painful. After enough hours, you know, after a few hours, it was too much. So, but now, so then I realized, well, that original idea that felt kind of weird at the beginning, which was to put Superfeet Green in the bottom of the Danners, Mountain 600 Danners, and then on top of the Superfeet Green, putting the Superfeet Adapt RunMax. It's hard to keep it all straight, but somehow I seem to be doing it. But that felt a bit weird at first because it's two layers of insoles. You know, it felt a bit like strange having so much spongy. I don't want to tie the left one so tight because I'm going to be sitting down in these all day long, and my left foot's a bit bigger, so. You know, I'll tighten them up or loosen them as I need to. But even though it felt a bit weird at first having two layers of insoles, it turned out that's the best combination for these boots. Utterly fantastic. I wore them all day yesterday, and I wore them right up until I got into bed. And I didn't want to take them off. Like, they're going to become part of my foot. That's how good they are. Like, I mean it. Seriously. They're like part of my foot. And they protect me when I'm walking around the house. I'm less likely to twist my ankle or it's just, I can bank on a corner kind of thing, you know, in these boots. I'm banking like a motorbike, like riding a motorbike or something on a corner with these boots because they feel like part of my foot almost. I mean, they're good, right? And they're protecting my feet. I can kick things and not break my toes or whatever, you know, it's, I mean, you can't get much better as far as boots go for a particular foot, in my case, than these Danner Mountain 600. And I was recommended to them or about them by one particular, or I was notified, what was the word, alerted to the possibility of their excellence by one particular review on Amazon, which was a person who said that they were possibly the best boots he'd ever owned. I think he said more than possibly, but something about them being the best boots he'd ever owned, the best hiking boots. So, and these are just, I mean, to me, they're like a work boot, almost like a work boot, but, and they have the Vibram soles. I mean, there's not, what more is there? I mean, I'm serious about shoes. What more is there? The thing is, I'm going to tie these right ones a bit tighter. When you don't know anything better, then everything that you've got is the best in the world. That's what it is. So that's why I'm excited about the next five insoles that are on their way, because I know that there's more to learn, I don't really know. I just sense it. I know from experience that I don't know anything, right? But that's all you really know. You know that you don't know much, or you don't know, essentially, you know nothing. I know nothing. All I know is that one thing is worse than another. That's all I really know. But now I've got three pairs of shoes that are so comfortable that when I get them on, if they're warm enough for the environment that I'm living in, then I won't want to take them off. That's the kind of shoe I want to wear. I don't want to wear a shoe where I can't wait to get them off again, or where I feel like I have to wear them, but they don't fit me well. I want to wear a shoe that is something I never want to take off. Like, that's the right kind of shoe, and that's the right fit. And the only way to do that, I believe, for almost everybody, is going to be some kind of insoles. Because whether you're narrow foot, wide foot, you know, flat feet, arches, no matter what it is, there's no way you're going to buy a foot that's going to, I mean, you're not going to buy a foot. You're going to buy a shoe. It's almost like buying a foot. But you're not going to buy a shoe that's going to fit you perfectly off the shelf. But even if it did, the insoles that they give you in those shoes are not going to be expensive insoles. In most cases, unless you pay $1 million, right, for the shoes. But, I mean, even if they're an expert on making shoes, they're not going to be an expert on making insoles, in most cases. I mean, I'm sure there are exceptions, but even if, I mean, how could they possibly put the insole that you want with the right amount of cushioning in your shoe? the odds of that, the possibility, that's just not likely. That's, I mean, statistically, it's impossible. That'll never happen. You know, miracles do happen, but that's just impossible statistically. Right? It's impossibly likely. It's not likely at all. The only way you're going to get the right cushioning and support and forward tilt, which is your foot drop, you know, which is from heel to ball, from the heel to the ball of the foot, how much drop the shoe has. And running shoes tend to have a significant drop in them. So you may not want to add much more to the heel in a running shoe. That's why I got the thin inserts in the Asics, right? But what did I put in the Asics? I put thin inserts, and then I put Adapt Hike Max on top of the so the Superfeet Black are in the Asics on the bottom. Having removed the Asics original insert, Superfeet Black on the bottom, and Adapt Hike Max on top. See, I am keeping it all straight, and that's the Asics for my feet. And they're a size 9 Asics. This is, I don't know what size. Yeah, let's look it up. What size were the black? What size are the black? Oops, wait a minute. Okay. It's not giving me what I want here. Here we go. Here we are. There they are. They're thin. That's the thing about 7.5 to 9. Okay. Yeah, the black are 7.5 to 9. That's what they're thin and they're black. If I go back, what have we got? Yeah, same thing. Adapt Run Max for 7.5 to 9. The Hike Max are the same. So all three different pairs of the Superfeet. What about the Superfeet Green? Let me check those. So all the Superfeet so far, all of them have been the same in that way. Superfeet Green? Yep. All the Superfeet insoles are all 7.5 to 9. But the thin ones, which are the black ones, are smaller in length because they fit in my boots that are small, in my Merrells. In the length, they fit. Whereas the Adapt Run Max and the Adapt Hike Max didn't fit in length. I would have had to cut them to put them in the Merrells. So I don't suggest cutting these insoles at all. But if you only buy one pair, you have to cut them, right, to make them fit. But I don't suggest cutting them. If you can possibly avoid cutting them, think about other possible solutions. Like one solution, if it's too long in the toe, but it curls up at the end, maybe that is not going to even touch your toes. You're not going to feel it, so you don't have to cut it off, maybe. But, I mean, it might be better not to, because then you can reuse that insole in another shoe. So that's about it, I think, that I can tell you right now. But I mean, I'm pretty happy about the new Spencos because I'm not wearing them I'm not currently wearing them. They're in the Merrells. These are the all-day support. The foam, basically, is what they are, with a tiny bit of arch support for them. I guess it's really more of a pronation prevention to keep your foot from pronating, which is to mean to go inward, to tilt inward. And in my case, my feet tilt outward, so I need that support to keep my feet comfortable so that there's no pressure on the outside, because I supinate, which is the opposite of pronate. My feet rock outwards because of my high arch, which makes them do that. So that's it. That's all I know right now. But I mean, I it's probably not all I know. It's just all I can think of. But that's it for now. Ward Green, 12:47 hours. Yep, both watches say that, and it's November 15th. It seems like it's later now. November 15th, 2022. Ward Green out.